left off in the middle of Nun Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara is talking about Shvicha Shiraim. What's the din of Shvicha Shiraim? Whenever you bring a korban in the Beis Hamikdash and you zarek the dam, wherever he's supposed to be zarek the dam, what do you do if you have dam left over? So there are five psukim by Chatos. Rashi pointed out. Rashi quoted Anun Aleph and Aleph. That was the long Rashi. Rashi quotes the five psukim by Chatos that you're supposed to be shofech the shiraim. The first two psukim are bachatos apnimios, and the next three are bachatos achitzonios. Five psukim that say you need shvich shiraim on your side hamizbech, and then you have a pasuk by Chatos oif that after doing the hazor, and this about dami motzei el yisoid hamizbech again by Chatos oif. By the other korbanos, it's not mefurish, but the Gemara learned that from psukim. According to Rashi, that's exactly what the Gemara was driving at. He said, Mizbach Oila, the third drasha. The Gemara quoted from the Torah's Kohanim on the bottom of Nun Aleph and Nun Aleph, three different drashas. So the third drasha was that you need Shvicha Shiraim by all the korbanos. And the gigantic Tosfos on Nun Aleph and Beis didn't agree with that point of the Rashi. It's a question of psukim. Which pasuk do you learn it from? But bottom line, Tosfos said the same as Rashi, that there's a din of Shvicha Shiraim by all korbanos. So the din is that not all of the Zvika Samiyakev, that's the beginning of Perek Beis Shammai, that there's a machlokes b'shamay b'sil, in order to say that something is Miyakev, you have to have Shin Olav HaKos v'liyakev. According to Tosfos, it's a special din, a local din in Hilchas Kochim, Bidashatar and Nidreshes Pema different, you need Shin Olav HaKos v'liyakev. According to the Chazanish and others, it's a din and kol ha-terakula that in a mitzvah you would say that the mitzvah b'shleim Musa should be done like this. But the Eved Yeyetz mitzvah shalom b'shleim Musa, even if you didn't do all the details. So that's why you need shein alakas liyakev. So there's a machlekes b'shamim b'sil when you bring a korban chata. So l'chatchil is supposed to do dalad zrikas, a dalad kanes hamizbeach. So what if you only did one zrika? So we pass on like b'sil, but the Eved only one zrika is miyakev. So if only one zvika is miyakev, l'chor is not shaykh to say that shvicha shiraim is miyakev. If he has the shiraim and it's not shaykh, even though it's a different location, the zvika sadam of the chatas is on top of the kronos, l'mayla mechutas sikra, all the way on top. And the shvicha shiraim is all the way on the bottom, but still there's nothing to discuss there. If the kisi, you need shino l'akos l'yakev. So there's no shino l'akos l'yakev by chatas. You can't say it's miyakev. The shayla is, what about chatos apnimiyas? So there the Gemara says there's a machlokes hatanoim, but the shvicha shiraim is miyakev anan. So that's what we left off in the middle of Nun Beis on the Beis. Somebody raised a question in the middle when we were learning. Rabbi Harari raised a question, but he didn't explain what he was talking about. So over Shabbos, I looked at, he gave me a dvatar from Avleib Malin, so now I understand what he was talking about. There's a Tosfos later, Nun Gimel Amud Beis. An innocent question, Tosfos, Dima Maschal Oilo, Kodesh Kodoshim. In the Mishnah it says, Oilo Kodesh Kodoshim, Shchutasim, Akiva Domo Klesharis Bat Sofan, Domo Tam Shtei Matan Shein Arba, Heb Shed Benituch B'chol Uishim. How come it doesn't say a word about the Shvicha Shiraim? How come it only says by Chatos Shvicha Shiraim? And the Chumash only says by Chatas. Here, on the top of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, it says on the third line from the top, Shiori Hadam Hayashoifach Hayisei Deroinis. Then it has by Chatos Apnimis, it says Hayashoifach Hayisei Marabish Anim Zbeach Achitzen. Only by Chatas. How come it doesn't say by Yoilot? Whatever the Pasuk is, but for sure there's a Dinyan Shvicha Shirah. So Tosfos quotes a suggestion from Moshe Mifantizer. The Tirus of Moshe Mifantizer, Shem the oil chatas yidu mat netzba. The coin has to be zorik the dam from his pointing finger on the right hand.
Which
Tosfos? Tosfos dima maschal ha'ola kodesh kadoshim nun gimla mebeis ha'ola. So a few lines into the that's the question that they ask. First half of the Tosfos, how come it doesn't say Shvicha Shiraim? The Gemara proves from Sukkim that there is a requirement of Shvicha Shiraim even by Ola, not only by Chatos. So Rav Moshe Fantaiza says that all the other zvikas are done from a klisharis. You do kibbol damim b'klisharis, you do kabbalas adam in a klisharis. Then you take the kli and you throw the dam on the mizbech. So it could well be that you're going to throw all the dam on the mizbech. There won't be any shiari hadam left, so there may not be anything to discuss. He says most of the time probably will be nothing to discuss. Won't be any shiari hadam. But bechatos, you makabal all the dam shanasham yotzma. You just do matnetzba. Matnetzba is a mashu. You dip your finger in, you put a little dam over here, dip again. I'll call matona. I'll call Azotil, he dips his finger in, he does it, dips his finger in, he does. On the four corners on the Mizbech. So there's going to be a whole klisharis full of dam that's left over. So that's why the Mishnahs tell you about the Shvicha Shirai. But by the other karbonis, where you do Zrikas, not Matanets, but you do Zrikas from the Kli, this time you're going to throw all the dam on the Mizbech. So there probably won't be anything left over. So Tosfos Taina is against the Rav Moshe Mifantaiza. The Poshib Shat and Taisis, then you look in the Sheet and the Kubet says they spell it out even more. That the Gemara just said that Shvicha Shiraim is not Miyake B'Nieved by the Chatos HaPnimiyos. That was a Machleke Satanayim, whether Shvicha Shiraim is Miyake B'Nieved. We hold even there it's not. But by all the other Karbonis, Shvicha Shiraim is not Miyake, but L'chatchili needed. So what does it mean, L'chatchili needed? So the Baalei HaTosfos understood, l'chatchila you have to be careful not to be zorik so much dam, so there won't be any shirayim left. You should always see to it that should be shvicha shirayim. And others wonder on the Tosfos, who says? Rav Moshe Mifantaiza is right, and Itziv has in the Meroi Mesod, he says, how did Tosfos know that l'chatchila you have to leave over a little dam in order to have shvicha shirayim? So Rabbi Harari said over the Rabbi Malin has a sefer on this, he has a dvater on this. So he says the chleikis and Tosfos is a shvicha shirayim. It's a din lachatchila. It's not miyake b'dieved. Is it a din in the carbon or is it a din in the shiari hadam? What do you mean? If it's a din in the carbon, then the Baalei HaTosfos are masig against the Rabbi Moshe Mifantaiza. Lachatchila shouldn't be zorik all the dam in such a way that you shouldn't have any dam left, that you shouldn't be able to fulfill. Shvicha Shirayim. You should always see to it to leave over a little dam. If you won't leave over, and there won't be any Shirayim, or there will be Shirayim, and it'll be Nishbach somewhere, it'll get spilled, and you won't be mazed, you won't be Shofech the Shirayim on the side. So then, but it's not Miyake, but L'chatchili should have it. It's a din in the korban. L'chatchili should see to it that should be Shirayim, to have a Shvicha Shirayim. And Rav Moshe Mifantaiza holds, no, it's not a din in the korban. It's a din in the shirayim. If there is shiari hadam, so l'chatchili should be shofech the dam by yisoid hamizbech. But yevet, it's not miyakev. So that's Rav Leib Malin words it. The machlekes between, he quotes machlekes achrayim, but the poshe pshat is that that's the machlekes Rav Moshe Mifantaiza, and the Baalei HaTosfos have disagreed with him. Baalei HaTosfos thought that shvicha shirayim is a din l'chatchili, it's not miyakev b'dieved. It's a din in the korban. Every korban should have L'chatchila shvicha shirayim on yisoid, so you should see to it that you leave over some of the dam. And Rav Moshe Mifantaiza held, no mehechtes, why should you say it like that? There's room to distinguish between chattas and the others, because the pasuk only has it, that's what Rav Moshe Mifantaiza says. By chattas you do matnetzba, so there's always going to be left over. In the psukim, the five psukim that Rashi quoted from the Toras Kohanim, and then there was a sixth pasuk by Shiori Hadam of Chatos of Chata Sa'of, you do a Hazor, and then Nishba Adam Yimotzi Al Yisoid Hamizbech is also Shvicha Shirayim of Chata Sa'of. So the six psukim are all by Chatos. So there's room to distinguish between them along the lines of Ramosha Mifantaiza. That's what the Netziv thinks. He likes that. He thinks Ramosha Mifantaiza is right, and he thinks that there should be a difference. That by chatos there's a mitzvah l'chatchila, you should leave over a little dam in order to be able to do shvicha shirayim. By all the other kabbanas, it's not a din in the korban. That l'chatchila you need shvicha shirayim. It's a din in shirayim. Then he points out, and the Sfasemis also points out, that Rashi a few times in the Masechta, whenever he talks about shvicha shirayim, Rashi always says, if there'll be leftover dam, then you do shvicha shirayim anisa. It sounds like you're not mechuyev l'chatchila to leave over dam. Rashi sounds like a Rav Moshe Mifantaiza. And then the Svasemis writes, but when you look on the Rambam, you get the impression, like the Balei Tosfos, the one Masik, you should always leave over a little dam to be able to do Shvicha Shiraim on Yisrael. So that's using the terminology of Blei Malin. That's the Shaila, whether Shvicha Shiraim is a din in the Korban, or it's a din in the Shiraim. Is a din in the Korban means L'chatchila, you should leave over dam in order to be able to do Shvicha Shiraim. But he's saying, no, if you left over dams, if you have Shiraim, then there's a L'chatchila to do the Shvicha Shiraim on the Yisrael. No din in the Korban that you have to leave over. So that's what we're in the middle of discussing, this topic of Shvicha Shiraim. So the Gemara said, and Amar Aleph, the Gemara had a machlekes Amarayim. There was some kind of Anun Aleph Amar Aleph. The Gemara quoted a whole brisa from Toras Kohanim. So Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva were driving at the same thing. They were saying the same thing, but they worded it differently. So the Gemara didn't know exactly the Michael Mifligi. What's the difference between the way Rabbi Yishmael presents it, the way Rabbi Akiva presents it? So Anun Beis Amar Aleph, there was machlekes Rapop and Rabbala Barava. Is the Yikav Benai, is this Machlokes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yishmael, whether Shiraim Yakfen by Chatos HaPnimiyos or not? So Rapapa says, Rabbi Yishmael never said it. Rabbi Yishmael never said that Shiraim HaMiyakfen Chatos HaPnimiyos. But the Gemara says in Amid Beis, but there is a Tana that's on the second line from the top. Omer Rabbi Bacham, Hai Tana Sobi Shiraim Yakfen. There is a Tana who says that Shvicha Shiraim is Miyakeh by Chatos HaPnimiyos. So, and then Rabbi's going to debate. Rabbi's going to say, I don't see it in your brisa.
Does Rabbi mean by Rabbi Malin's part that it's a din in the carbon that means like one of the avodos? And then share, so but what is that? Like, how does one know whether Shari Adam is its own din or just part of any of the avodos of the carbon? Like, all he's saying is, how does he know whether it's a din in the carbon or a din in the... Like, how
is that understanding Shvicha Shiraim differently? There is, Tosis has 2 days, Anun Gimlam Bezer. Ramosh Mephantizer says, there's no obligation to leave over Dam that you should have Shvicha Shiraim. If there's Shiraim, then you do. And he says, when you do by Achatas, you do Matan Etzba, so you probably will have a ton of Dam left over. By Oilo, when you do Matan Kli, you take the Kli and you throw like this, probably won't have any dam left over. So he said, you never have to see to it that there should be dam left over. You don't have to. By all carbon, it's not. Maybe by chatos. That's what the Svasema suggests, or the Meremi Yisoda suggests. Meremi Yisoda suggests, maybe based on this, Ramoshim of Fantaisa, maybe should we distinguish that by chatos, lachatril, you should leave over, and by others, you don't even have to try to leave over. And the Bali Atosa disagreed with Ramoshim of Fantaisa. They said lachatchili need shvicha shiraim by all carbonis means lachatchili means Moshe Mufataisa doesn't agree. So the Balei Taisa disagreed. They said lachatchili have to leave over dam in order to see to it that there should be shvicha shiraim. So Rav Leib Malin just words it. He just quotes the Taisus. So he just gives you a terminology for this. So he says those who disagree with Rav Moshe Mufataisa hold that shvicha shiraim is a din in the carbon, that every carbon should lachatchili have shvicha shiraim. So you got to be careful when you do this Rikas Adam, to leave over little dam, to be able to do L'chatchila Shvicha Shiraim. And Rabbi Moshe Mefantaisa says, no, it's not a din in the korban. It's a din in the Shiori Adam. If there will be Shiori Adam, then it's a din L'chatchila to do that Shvicha Shiraim on the Yisrael. But there's no L'chatchila in the korban to leave over dam. He just worded it. He just gave the Loshen.
In theory, one could hold that it's not a din, it's not part of the korban per se, just its own din. But still, there's a mitzvah to do it. There's a mitzvah to do. It's not ma'akev of the korban, but just an independent mitzvah to do shvichas.
Yeah, that's what the Balei Taisus who disagree with Moshe Fantaisa. They think that there's always a lachatchila to leave over dam.
But now it's part of the korban. It could be. It doesn't have to be part of the korban to say it's.
Of course, it's about the korban. What then is it? The din lachatchila. Whenever you bring a korban in Beis Hamikdash, should always see to it to do zvikas. Always he told to leave over a little dam to be able to do Shvicha Shiraim L'chatchila. But the evidence not Miyakev. So they say that in Hebrew is that it's a din L'chatchila in the Korban.
Okay.
But that's 2 days in Tessa. That's from Moshe Mefantaisa. So then the Meroi Mesoda says, if you would ask me, I would distinguish between Chattas and the others. Exactly. Moshe Mefantaisa said it in Metzias. That by chattas it's always going to be left over because you do matan domi b'etzba, so it's a mashahu. On each corner, then you have a whole cup full of dam left. And by the other carbonis, you do it to kli, so you're probably not going to have any dam left. So the Meroi Misoda says he thinks that this machlokes gufa, you can make a compromise. By chatas, it's a din lachatchila in the korban. You should leave over lachatchila. Because in the chumash, all the five psukim and the one additional pasuk by the chatas, everything is by chatas. So he says, maybe by chatas, it's a din lachatchila to leave over. By all the other korban, it's not.
Does it say in the
Pasuk, yeah, only says Mefurish by Chata, Shvich HaShirayim, and all the other Karbanos are learned out from Yalfusas, from other Pesukim. Then he quotes the Netziv, quotes a Mishnah, Tzanof and a Mishnah later, in Perikala Todir, so the Mishnah has, a coin is in the, on Peitesa Meralef, so the Mishnah has two klon, Torah B'Shem, the Torah Torah, Koidem, and Mekudesh v'ene Mekudesh, Mekudesh Koidim. But then it has a din, let's say, the coin is near the Mizbech, he only has one right hand, and he has to do the Avodah with the right hand. So one coin gives him Dam from Achatas to Bizarek on the Mizbech. One coin gives him Dam from Aroshim to Bizarek on the Mizbech. So which one should the Bizarek first? So the Mishnah says they're both Kodesh and Kodoshim, they're both not Todir. Achatas and Aroshim are both not, they can't say one is more Todir than the other. So the Mishnah says, "Kol haMekudesh mechavera." Kodesh mechavera, Mekudesh means if one mitzvah is more important than the other. So the Mishnah says that the chatos is more important than the osham. Why? That's the second Mishnah on Pei Tesa and Aleph. Chatos kodemus la osham because Mekudesh vein Mekudesh Mekudesh kodem. Mepnei the chatos has dalad matanis and the osham has only shtei matanis shein arba. So that we understand, chatos has more matanis. Then it says another difference, that the chatas is ton yisod. Chatas needs shvich hashirah man yisod. The osham also needs shvich hashirah man yisod. So what's the maila that chatas has that osham doesn't have? I mean, it's mefurish and chumash. Shvich hashirah man yisod is explicit in chumash Torah Shabbat. By osham, it's only learned after a yafusa. So that could be that that's what Rashi says. What does Rashi write? Rashi writes like that. Rashi on that Pei Tesem and Aleph writes. Ali Yisod Shvich Hashirayim Abashim Lo Matzino Shenema Bo Yisod. It doesn't say explicitly. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim that you do need Yisod, but it doesn't say explicitly. So that's sometimes considered a chumrah. That here it's Mefurish and Torah Shabbosav, and here it's only Torah Shabbalpeh. Whatever's Torah Shabbosav is Machomer. So the Netziv thinks that maybe he can add on a little bit more. Maybe what it means is this machlek is gufa that the Balei HaTosafot had with Rav Moshe Mifantaisa is the very requirement l'chatchila to leave over a little dam in order to be able to do Shvich HaShirayim. So he said that Netziv thinks that Rav Moshe Mifantaisa is probably right, and he thinks maybe this is the difference between chatas and all the other chatas. There's a chiyuv to leave over, and by Yoshem there's no chiyuv to leave over. So he thinks maybe that's what it means in the Mishnah. Shekein ton yisoid chatos lechatchila, it's a mitzvah in the korban to leave over. And by Yashem, it's a, if there is shiari adam, then yeshoifech. If no shiari adam, it's he's not mechuyev to leave it over. Okay. Ableib Malan Harari was saying, listen, Ableib Malan had a whole suggestion that had to do with that gigantic Tosfos on Nun Aleph on the base. Tosfos was talking about habaminis. How do you establish that you need Shvich HaShirayim on B'chorah Maisa Pesach and everything else under the sun? The Pasuk in Chumash only has five and one Psukim, six Psukim, Sach HaKol by Chatas. How do you know by all the other Karbanos? So Rashi said, it's one Pasuk. It's this one Pasuk. He said, Mizbach Oile, everything is covered. Tosfos says, it can't be. There's a Pasuk for this and a Pasuk for that and a Pasuk for that. Each Karban needs its own Pasuk. Okay. So Rablai Malan suggested a possibility to say, and have a minus in taste. Maybe there's a difference between oila and others. But the Netziv says a difference between chatas and the others, and he has a Mishnah Pei Tes, that by chatas, you mechuyev lechatchila to leave over in order to do Shvich HaShirayim. By oila, you're not mechuyev. By all the other components, you're not mechuyev. By Hashem, you're not mechuyev. So Ableib Malan wants to suggest maybe there's such a chilik between carbon oil and the others. No. It's a have a minus anyway. It's not lamaskar. So we left off on Nun Beis on the base. So Rami Bar Chama claims, I have a brisa that seems to say, it doesn't say explicitly, he thinks that it seems to say that the Shvichas Shirayim to the Yisoid by Chatos HaPnimius is Likuva. And Rabbi is going to disagree with him. Rabbi is going to argue. So let's go again. What's the Pasuk? The Tanya, the third line from the top. HaKoyin HaMechate Yoso Yoichleno. The kohen who's roi, chatas anashim is nechal tizichri kun in the azari yom v'laylo at chatzoi. So who eats it? The kohanim from that base off, and that anshim. There were 24 mishmaris, and then every mishmar was divided into six batayavis, and then Shabbos, all the batayavis did avoid it together. That's another din. That's a mitzvah minatur. That's a mitzvah. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah minatur. The avoid should be done in an organized fashion, that they should be divided into mishmaris and batayavis. Everyone should know. It shouldn't be a balagan. Shouldn't be a free-for-all, a kolakodim zohar. The Rambam holds that that's a mitzvah minatur, the sefer mitzvahs, and the Rambam disagrees. He says, what do you mean? The Gemara tells us in the days of Shmuel, there were four Mishmaris, whatever. And then later, they made 18, then they made 24. How can you say it's a Din Minatur? So the Rambam holds on. It's not a Din Minatur. You need 24 Mishmaris and six Batayavis. The concept that the Avodah should be done, there should be specific Kohanim in charge of each day, that concept is their right. How you work out the details, that depends on every generation. That's not their right. So the pasuk says HaKohen HaMechate doesn't necessarily mean the kohen who actually did the kapara, the kohen who did the zrikas hadam. HaKohen HaMechate, all the kohen from that beisava, from that anshi mishmar, they should eat the basa. So the word oisa is a mivut. HaKohen HaMechate oisa v'lo yacheres. If you did it bipsul, then you're not allowed to eat it. If you makrib, it goes on achatas behema. If you chatas beima is supposed to have the shvicha shirayim, is supposed to have the zrikas adam lamayla mechut asikra. But beima is chatas is only korban that's lamayla mechut asikra. The other korbanos are lamata mechut asikra. And by oif, the Mishnah has that it's reversed. Chatas oif is lamata mechut asikra. And oilas oif, by oif is you only have chatas and oila. You don't have all the others. And the chatas oif is lamata mechut asikra. And oilas oif is lamayla. Fine. So the Brisa says, Oysa shenitin dama lamayla, but also shenitin dama lamata. By chatas beim is supposed to be zork the dam lamayla mechut asikra. If you did it lamato, then the korban is puzzle. What does it mean? The korban is puzzle. It means literally the korban is puzzle. So the Tosfos, the top Tosfos, Oysa shenitin dama lamayla. Tosfos says, well, Oshaycha kan. Ahid Shmuel Daf Chavav and Beis Kimish Igir Dam Lamizbeach Niskaper. Shmuel says a din. He learns it out from a pasuk. Shmuel says, whenever you zorik the dam lamaylo lamato bifnimi bachutz, wherever you're supposed to be zorik the dam, that's supposed to be zorik the dam on the kevesh, the Mishnah Chavav and Aleph. Shmuel is on the top of Chavav and Beis, the top line, and is commenting on the Mishnah. On Chavovim Bedal. It's supposed to be Zork the Dam on the Mizbech, not on the Kevesh. So it says if you Zork on the Kevesh, so it's a puzzle. It's not kosher. So Shmuel says puzzle doesn't mean that the korban is puzzle. The korban is puzzle that you're not allowed to eat it. Kohanim are not allowed to eat it, and the Bailam are not allowed to eat it if it's a Shlomim. But the korban is kosher, the Bailam are Yotzei Dechavosim. And we assume the din is like Shmuel. So when you say over here, a kohen hamachate yoisa, if you did zvikas adam of the chatos, chatos behema, it's supposed to be lemaile mechut asikra. If you did the dam lemata mechut asikra, so the din would be that the baal akorban doesn't have to bring another chatos. He is yotze the baalam yotze dechayvasim. The korban is possible means you're not allowed to eat it.
But the kohen
right, so over here he's not, the Kohanim are not allowed to eat, and the Balaam are still miskaper, right? Like we said, if the Basar is Nitma or Nevad, so the Kohanim can't eat it, and still the Balaam are miskaper. So that's the mitzvah of Bishlei Musa is that the Kohanim should eat, the Balaam miskaper. If they don't eat, they're also miskaper. The Balaam are also miskaper.
I understand. According to Shmuel, any time we have something here from the Mishnah that's ma'afgaves, that just the psul and the... That they can't eat it, but it's still...
No. Let's say if a Tommy is going to be makriv, a Tommy is also a different story. Let's say a Balmum is going to be makriv, so it's absolutely possible. The whole carbon is possible.
But even here, because of the olos, you can't eat it anyway. So how could it be that the
olos... Let's say, oila, we would say, the carbon oila is kosher, but usually the zrikas adam of the oila is mata the kohanim to be makta the basar. So here it's not mata the karatim and makta the basa, but the carbon oil, we yotze with the carbon oil. If the bizarre kadam in the wrong location, and it's based on the pasuk, he quotes, Shmuel quotes a pasuk. There, on the second line from the top of Chav Vav and Vesem, Ani nesata lechem al mizbech lechaper, kim shegi adam la mizbech, niskap ra bailam. That it's good. So Tosis there, there's a long Tosis there, Chav Vav and Vesem. So Tosis says, the original member of Shmuel, certainly, it's a dove poshet that goes on, korbanos letzachatu should have been nizvikas adam, maile michut asikri did lamata. Or an oil should be lamata and you did it lamailo, so that for sure it goes on that. And then he's going on the Mishnah also. He's, the member is commenting on this Mishnah on Chovav and Ralph. What if you zork the dam on the Kevish? Legame, it's not a mokum zrika. Lamailo lamata is a mokum zrika for a different carbon. But it's not a mokum zrika for this carbon. For sure, the pasuk goes on. For sure it goes on that. But it even goes on the Kevish as well. Tosis has a whole pilpul, is that correct? Then they finally come to Maskana, absolutely yes. The memor was said on the Mishnah. Then it goes even on Chatos HaPnimios. Let's say you have a Chatos Pnimis, instead of being Zorik the Dam on the Mizbech HaPnimis, Zorik the Dam on the Mizbech HaChitzah. So also, if you say Matan Achas Mehem Yakevis, by your Chatos HaPnimios, Matan Achas Mehem is Miyakevis, yeah. Is miyakevus. I don't know. Taisa says also that b'riyeved you yotze with the carbon, just that the zrika sadam is not matir the bailam to eat. Chatos apnimius is on the srafim, so it's not matir the haktoris emurim. It's not matir the haktoris emurim. But the carbon will be kosher. Taisa says the carbon will be kosher. And then there's a mishnah later. The Gemara quotes it here on the base and the base. More quotes from the Mishnah from Perek Chatas Oif, Perek Shvi. So Chatas Oif is supposed to be here as a Mishnah, Samach Vav and Aleph, the first Mishnah in Perek Shvi. So the Mishnah says Chatas Oif is supposed to be, the Hazor is supposed to be Lamata Michut Asikra, Oif is supposed to be Lamaila. So the Mishnah says, what if he did Chatas Oif Lamaila Michut Asikra? So it says Psula. So Tosis says, Psula means that you're not allowed, Kohanim are not allowed to eat it. But the korban is kosher, the Bama Yotze Dechavasim. That's the Tosis on Samach Vavim and Aleph, the Ramascha, Lemailo. If you did Chatasoif, Lemailo Michut HaSikra, like you're supposed to do by an oil or so oif, it's possible. Af Shosa Avodi Kitikun, then Vaina Bachilo. Psula means you're not allowed to eat it, Kohanim are not allowed to eat it. Abadam this kaprul shmuel domali adav chavav kinshige dam la mizbeya. This kapra abadam that we pass like shmuel. That's taka
the din. Don't the Mishnahs in Kenan that talk about when the Kohen doesn't realize that it's a chat is a normal, but you'll let it all the sefers, if he does in the wrong spot, he puts on the top or on the bottom. So he has to do extra ones, he has to do more and more because he's not sure. If he's a chat is a normal, he has to put on the top or the bottom.
You want to be Yotze Lechatchila? You want to be Materit to the Kohanim also? Chatos Oif is supposed to be Nachelas, to Zichri Kuna, like Chatos Behema. So if you're going to do this Rika, the Malam Michut HaSikra, the Balam will be Yotze, but the Kohanim can't eat it.
So they may have been Yotze already. They didn't.
What do you mean? It's a Shada from Baal Tosef?
Or Chum Bazar?
What the Mishnah says, you bring another Korban. Mishnah said, bring another carbon. Mishnah said, you do another hazor. I don't remember. Tosis holds that this din of Shmuel doesn't only. Shmuel said it based on the pasuk, on Chavavim base. The pasuk says, again, Osan Asat Lechem Lechapar Al Mizbeach. What's again the pasuk? So Tosis holds that pasuk goes not only on Karbonis Behema, it goes on Karbonis Ha'oif as well. That it thinks that it's not right. He thinks that the simple reading of our Gemara on Nun Beis on the Beis that we're going to start learning, he thinks the simple mashmos is that Shmuel's Gzeres HaKasim only goes on Korbanos Behema. He thinks it does on Korbanos HaOifas. But Tosis is Beferish not. He points out that Tosis Samach Vav and Aleph. Yivamascha Lemailon, Tosfos holds that Shmuel's din applies even to Chatasoif. If you'll do the Hazor of Chatasoif, Lemailam, instead of Lemato, so the korban will be kosher, the banam will be niskaper, just the Kohanim can eat the Chatasoif. And when the Mishnah says Psula, it does mean the ganze korban is possible. Only Psula, Lagabi Achilu, Ein Lagabi Achilu. Aval Balam niskaper, Kishmur, yeah. So let's see again our Brisa. A Kohen Hamachate Oysa. Oysa is a miut. So the Kohanim are. Rashi sounds like he says that also. That's right in point down. Rashi writes, Hamachate Oysa, Azurk is Domo, Bechlola, the Zostaris, Achatas, Ksiv, Oysa, Miutu. Rashi sounds like he says, Lugabi Achila. Benachelas, Eloi, it goes on Achila. It ends off. Rashi has it a few times. On the base. The posik, the miut of Oysa tells you that if you did the Zrika Saddam in the wrong place, then you're not allowed to eat it. But it never says that that the korban is not kosher, that the bottom alone is kapru. It just says that Zrika Shalobim Kaimor, Shmuel's din and Shalobim Kaimor can become a dog. And that only applies Legabi Balim Niskapra. And Agamar is going Legabi Achilam. Kana machate oisa is a miut. Oisa shinit and dom ala mai. Lam la oisa shinit and dom ala mai. It goes on chatas behema. That if you did this vikas adam lamato, so it's also bachino. Then the brisa says, v'chim yayin boso. What's the habamina? Why should I think that it should be kosher? Mechat eisa. So the Gemara is going to say, because you don't have shina ala kosal yakef. As you find, benegetu, how many zvikas you need? Machlekes, pishamim bisil, what are chatas? Whether two matonas or only one matonas likuv, and all machlekes is, do you have psukim that say likuv, you need shina ala kosal yakef? Mechal shenemar, dam zvachach yishofach al mizbach Hashem alakecho. The madlin editonim, and matan dalet is only chatas. You can substitute the word chatas. La madlin lechatas, shim nesonon, b'matona achas kipe. That's Bisilil's opinion. So you see, because there's no shin ala vakos on the yakev. Whatever it says by korbonus, or whatever it's called a torkula mitzvah, is not necessarily likuvitz. Lechatchila mitzvah bishlemus. Yochel af anitonim lemailo, chatas beim, shim nesonon lemato, mechut asikra, should also be kiper, and it should be good, even muta bachila. So the Brisa continues, no, bedinhu. No, I should know from a mamatzinu on my own. Why do I need a miut? Oiso, a miut. I should know from a mamatzinu, bedinhu. Nemredomim lamailam, nemredomim lamatom. Some karbonis need zikas hadam lamailam michuta sikra. That's chatas beima. Some need lamatam michuta sikra. Madomim hamurim lamaton. Shinason lamailam loy kipe. That Rashi says we have psukim to that effect. Yeah, where does it say? What does Rashi say? Namu damim lamaila v'chatas beim. Namu damim lamato. Okay. So what does Rashi say? Namu damim lamato. So Rashi says chatas oif. The Gemara is referring to there are a lot. All the karbonis behema are all lamato, but Rashi learns that the price isn't going on oila. In Shlomim and Osham and Bchorim Ma'aseh Pesach and everything else under the sun, it's only going on Chatas Oif. What's Taka the Din and Chatas Oif? So the Brisa says, learn a Mamatzinu. Nemer Dam. The Ma'aleh Nemer. Some Dam. Some Karbonis you need Zvika Lamaila Chatas Beima, and some you need Zvika Lamata Chatas Oif Zakrashi. Ma Damim Hamurim Lamata. Shenasana Lamaila Loikiper sounds like it's Mamish not kosher at all. So that's what the Nitziv says. He thinks that Taisus on Samach Vav is not correct. He thinks that this Shmuel's Pasuk on Chavav and Beis, that B'dyebet Shalobim Koma Kim Domi only applies to Garbanus Behem, it doesn't apply to Garbanus Ha'oif. And that what the Gemara is saying over here is that if you have a Chatas Ha'oif, that the Hazor should have been Lamati, do it Lamaila, the whole carbon is possible. The bottom are not yet, so they have to do it over. So the Gemara is asking, why shouldn't I learn out Vidinhu? Shouldn't I learn out a Mamatzinu? Demadom Lamaila and Demadom Lamata. You have a Chatas Habehema with the Zvikas Lamaila Mechuta Sikra. You have a Chatas Oif with the Zvikas Lamata Mechuta Sikra. Madom Hamu Lamata, Shinnison Lamaila, Loi Keeper, you're not Yotze at all, because Shmuel's Din doesn't apply to Korbanus Oif. Abdom Hamu Lamaila, Shinnison Lamata, Loi Keeper. Why should that be a Tushto? But you have Shmuel's Pusik. So most pasuk goes on karbanis behema. Shmuel's pasuk goes, unless the brisa doesn't hold like Shmuel. Unless the brisa holds shalobim kamas lavkim kama dami. How are they trying to learn out from, if you say like the Netziv, that Shmuel's pasuk only goes on karbanis behema, but doesn't go on karbanis oif. So achatas oif, if you do it, lamayla will be pasul b'di'evit. Vasheni ken chatas behema, if you do it lamato, will not be possible to the other. That's Shmuel's din, that the korban is not possible. So what are they trying? So then Tzibba says, no, they're trying to learn out from Chatas Oif, which is possible to the other, the Balam Lanis Kapru, that at least by the Chatas Behema, at least it should be also Bachila. How can you compare one to the other? How are you trying to learn out of Mamatzinu? Bidinhu, why do you need the Miud Oisa? Koina Machati Oisa? Also, she didn't dama kimitzvasa. If nitin dama shalai kimitzvasa, you're not allowed to eat it. He says it goes on eating. If you hold the brice only goes on eating, and it doesn't go on declaring that the whole carbon is bustle, because we assume like Shmuel. So then, how do you read the next line? Why should you be able to learn out? It's problematic. So other achrenim want to say the brice holds against Shmuel. We don't pass like this brice. The problem over here gets sticky. Rashi says goes on chatasoif. Shenasot lamaila loy keeper. That's a shot. Loy keeper at all? Atosha says no. Loy keeper means loy keeper when he gets to the kohanim eat him. Avdam hamruvim lamaila in the son lamata loy keeper. Either loy keeper at all. You're not yet at all. And the brisha is shaloy kedin because we pass kol shmuel. Or loy keeper means that the kohanim can't eat it. Kohanim can't eat it. So the Brisa continues. It's not a good mamatzino. Look, you can't say bedinhu. I would have known it on my own, based on a mamatzino. So the Gemara says, look, the mamarta bedamim the betachtoinim means the chatasoif. That's lamata michuta sikra. Shenisanim in lamaila michuta because ain't soif on lamailon. Lo keeper, there it's possible but yevet either legabi achil or legamre because that's in ganzen shalobim koma. Tome bel yoinim by achatas behema shenasana lamato. What you can't serve on lamato. It is a makam. You're supposed to do the shvicha shirayim lamato. So lamato mechut hasikra is part of mitzvasa bekach. Part of mitzvasa bekach. Whatever dam will be left over is supposed to be nizrek lamato mechut. On the side.
If you put it lamalo, it's going to come.
Going to roll down
also.
Yeah. I don't know. The Gemara understood, I think, sof lamata means it's going to be a mitzvah to do lamata by the shvicha shirayim.
It's only a hatchila. It might not be any shvicha shirayim.
Okay. That's true. But at least lachatchila. At least it's true, it's not miyakim. Then the Gemara is going to try to prove whether by chato or sapnimius. So Rami Bacham is going to prove from one line in this brisa that he thinks the brisa said chato or sapnimius, the shvicha shirayim is miyakim. But on this line, the first white line on the omelet, so the Gemara thought, the brisa says, Tamid bel yainim shenison lamato, shken sof lamato. You're supposed to lahatril, you're supposed to do shvicha shirayim. Lamato, so maybe b'diyeh, but if you do this, the zrikas adam lamato, maybe the korban will be kosher. So the Gemara says, just because he's supposed to do shvicha shirayim, that should make it, and that mokam lamato, that should make it, that's a correct mokam b'diyeh on this zrikas adam in the first place. Wrong. Damim hapnimim yochichu. That watch is so from the yos bachutz. What do you do when you bring chatos hapnimius? Tzidush v'shirayim on the mizbeach achitzayin, but in the son of betchila b'chutz lo keeper. But if you take chatos apnimius, is zorek the dam on the mizbeach achitzayin lo keeper. So that's what it means lo keeper. We paskin b'di'evid, although the bialim shem chayvid, just that you can't eat it. You can't eat chatos apnimius. You can't eat anyway. So what does it mean
in the son? You can't burn the
right. You can't burn the emurim. Okay, you can't burn the emurim. So that's all it means, like keeper. That's all it means, yeah. So the Gemara proves that this svara is not relevant. The fact that that another makom is a makom lachatchila for shvicha shirayim. So that should be a reason to say that b'dieved, if he did this because Adam there, it's kosher. That's why it's not correct for haraya. Damim hapnimim miyachichu. That sof and liyos bachutz. You're supposed to do shvicha shirayim on mizbeach achitzan. But if b'dieved you'll berserk the dan on mizbeach achitzan, true, we'll say the bialim on iskapru. It's a korban tzibur, let's say, or the parkay mashiach. It'll be niskaper. But you won't be able to eat it, and you won't be able to be marked in the Amurim, right? Loy keepers. So you see that that's not a valid tzvar. So then the next line, how does it say? Well, it says, the Brisa says, lo. Lo. Im amar te bedamim hapnimim, shem yedech hapnimim emarka. By the chatos hapnimiyos, not only is it likuva, that you have to have zvik on the mizbeach, you need more. Chatos hapnimiyos are much more chomer. Then chatos hachitzonios. Toimer bel yoinim means chatos hachitzonios. We do the zvikas adam avachatas beim elamayla mechutas sikra. That word shehari koranis memarkas oisim. The whole korban consists only of the zvika. The whole hakrov only consists of the zvika and the koranis, and you don't have to do any more. So therefore, there's room to say that it's kal. So you shouldn't make a tzushtov on the chatos hapnimius, and maybe by chatos hachitzonios. Maybe it'll be muta bachila. You have a miut. Oisa she didn't double the mata, but she didn't double the mata. So okay, so that's a Torah's kohen. So Rami Bachome on the second line says, what does that line mean? What does it mean that line in the Braisa Shem is bechapnimi memarkon? That the chatos hapnimi is amochome del chatos hachitzonios, that you need something else in addition to the zrika sadam. And the karnas hamizbech. What else do you need? My love, elu shirayim means that the shvicha shirayim is miyakev. Yeah. It's just that you need shvicha shirayim. No, every chatos needs shvicha shirayim. There were 5-6 psukim by every chat. Means that the chatos apnimius, the shvicha shirayim is likuva. So that was the indication that chatos apnimius are more chomer than chatos chitzoinu. So the brisa, this brisa seems to be high tanasavar. So Amalei Rava doesn't agree with that haychacha. Rava thinks if that's what the Tana of the Braisa holds, if that's what this Tana thinks, that Shvicha Shirai Mechatos Hapnimis is Likuva, then fakir. Teisi bi Kalva Choymer. You should learn with a Kalva Choymer that word from Chatos Hapnimis to Chatos Chitzaino. That if you're going to do this, because Adam the Mata Mechut Asikra, it'll be possible. Why is it Kavachaymer? See, the Brisa presents it that you can't learn a Mamatzinu. The Brisa presents it. Why don't you learn a Mamatzinu from the Chatos HaPnimios? That, again, Amamatzinu. Dama apnim yachichu sheish meim korei bachutz minson. You see that even though you do shvichas adam, even though you do shvichas shirayim bachutz, but if he bezorik the dam there lechatchila, not the shirayim, bezorik the dam there mizbech hachitzen, the korban will not be kosher for achila for haktoris eimurim. Shalom imkom kimkom is only legabi niskapa bailim. But not going to get to Haktoris Emurim, not going to get to Achila. So the Gemara said, you can't derive anything from the Chatos HaPnimiyos vis-a-vis Chatos HaChitzonios. They say the same argument, that even though the Chatos HaChitzono, at the end of the Korban, you're going to do Shvicha Shirayim on the bottom, on the Yisoid, so you should say, also, even though that's a Mokam, for the Shvicha Shirayim, you should say that if you do the Zvika Sadam there, it'll be no good. A Mamatzinu from the Chatos HaPnimis. You can't make a Mamatzinu from Chatos HaPnimis to Chatos HaChitzonios, because the Pnimis are more Chomer than the Chitzonios. What way are they more Chomer? Because it's you need more. It's not enough. The Koranis is not Memarek. You need something more. What he needs, so you need the Shvicha Shirayim. So Rava argues, no, Yehochi, if the Shvicha Shirayim is Likuva, Tesi b'kalvachaymer, so it's a good kalvachaymer, not just a mamatzinus kalvachaymer. Ma shirayim hapnimim shesoifon choyva bachutz You have to take it b'chutz. Nonetheless, ason betchilo b'chutz. If you do the zvika on the mizbeach achitz and loy kiper, the korban is not kosher l'achila. V'hanitorim l'mayla achatas behema. Shein soif and choyva l'mato. It's not miyakeh b'dieved. You see, if you're telling me that the shvich and shivayim achatos hapnimis is likuvo, so then Rabbah has a kabbalah mashi raim hapim shesoif and choyva. Choyva means likuvo. The shvicha shirayim is ma'akeh b'chutz, and nonetheless it's mamash amokam of the zvika, and still ason betchila b'chutz loy kiper. If you do the zvika sadam, not the sham, do the zvika sadam b'chutz is no good. So if you have a regular korban behema, ain soif on choyva lamato. If you don't do shvicha shirayim, it's not ma'akeh b'dieved. It's not a choyva. It's only a lechatchila. So shouldn't it be a kal v'chomer ason betchila lamato? And it didn't shloy kiper. Should be a kal v'chomer that it's the wrong mokam. Even by Chatos HaPnimius, where the Shvicha Shiraim is Likuva, you tell me the Brisa owns is Likuva. So it's Mamish, the correct Mokam. Nonetheless, it's only the Mokam for the Shiraim, it's not the Mokam for the Zvika Lachatchilo. So it's Shadir Kalbachaymer by it. So he says, so Rabbah thinks that that's not Pshat and the Brisa. When the Brisa said there's no Mamatzina between the Pnimius and the Chitzainus, it's not because the Shvicha Shiraim is Me'akib, that's why the Pnimius Amochomer. It's because you need the zvika by the peroiches. It has nothing to do with the shvicha shirayim. So that's what we left off last time. So Tavoz Blight, Salaman Aleph, Rapapa rejected Ravada Barahava, thought that the machlokes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and Nun Aleph and Man Aleph, they said the same thing, but each one worded it differently. So Ravada Barahava thought the machlekes and how to word it is whether shvicha shirayim achatos hapnimis is likuva. Rapapa disagrees. They quoted a brisa. Then this amoira, Rami Bachomer thought that here's an often a brisa. Also a Torah's Kohanim. This brisa thinks that shvicha shirayim by the chatos hapnimis likuva, and then Rava rejected it. So it comes out that nobody says like that. There is no brisa at all. There's no tana so far. There's no tana holds shvicha shirayim is me'akeh. So now the Gemara is going to quote, there is a Tana. Tana Rabban, we have another Brisa. It says in Parshas Achrei Mois, when you do all of these Avodas, the Chilam Mekaperes HaKodesh, if you finish everything, then you get a Kapor. Im Kiper Kilo, Im Loi Kiper Loi Kilo. If he gets a Kapor, it means that he did everything in the Parsha, and if he doesn't get the Kapor, it means that he didn't do everything in the Parsha. Devi Rabbi Kiva, Amalei Rabbi Yudas, Rabbi Yudas says, why do you word it like that? Why don't you word it differently? Maloi Neymar, why shouldn't you word it differently? In Kilo, Kiper, if you did everything in the Parsha, and Achrei Mois, then you get the Kaporim, Lo Kilo, Lo Kiper. What does it mean? That this Pasuk teaches them, Chiseach and Chal Matanas, Lo Yosef and Lo Klum, that you're not Yotze, the Chatoos HaKlimias, every single Zvika is Ma'akiv. So what's the difference between the way Rabbi Akiva worded and the way Rabbi Yudah worded? They both said the same thing, bottom line, that by Chatoos HaKlimias, it's Akzeris HaKosov, unlike Chatos HaChitzonius, where the din is like Basila, that only one Zvika is Me'akev, by Chatos HaPnimis, every single Zvika is Me'akev. So the Gemara wants to know, my Binai, what's the difference? But he worded like Rabbi Kibi, worded like Rabbi Yehuda. So there's a Machlekes HaMaroim. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi had a Machlekes. Chadom HaMashmos Tosh Mikim Minai. They said the same thing. Bottom line, they both said the same thing. Two ways of expressing it. V'chadom HaMar, the other one thinks no. Shirai miyak miki minai. That's the machlokes. If you're learning out mkila kiper mlo kila, if you do everything that it says in this parsha, and Achrei Mois, it doesn't say boo about shvicha shirayim. It doesn't say a word. Shvicha shirayim is learned out from other psukim that you need shvicha shirayim by the par yom kippur. But in Achrei Mois, it doesn't say. In parshas Achrei Mois, it doesn't say. So the Tanu says him kilo kiper. So he thinks that the shirayim anam yakim. If you do everything in the parsha is good. And the other Tanu worded it for kert him kiper kilo. So he somehow holds that shvicha shirayim is miyak. Shine. So the Gemara said this was a machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shulam Alevi. What is the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yudah? So we're not sure who said. One of them said it's only mashmoris darshim. Either Rabbi Yechon or Rabbi Shulam Alevi, and the other one said, no, it's a machlekes in halacha over here, where the shirayim yakim. The Gemara says, we can prove, we don't know who said which way. This time, Rabbi Shulam Alevi, the Yom Shirayim, the Miyakvi. Must be Rabbi Shulam Alevi is the one who thinks that there is a machlokes hatanaim whether shirai miyakvim by the chatos apnimis. Why? Damer b'shemer lebe the dibra mishirai miyakvim maybe paracher maschel b'tchila b'ifnim. B'shemer lebe said that there is such a tana. So where's the tana? Must be that Reb Shimon Levi understood that this is the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, no, not. And who's the one who disagrees? Rabbi Yechanan. Yechanan says, Mashmar star shemike benayim, that there's no difference. What do you mean there's no difference and there's no tana in the world that thinks that Shirai Miakvim? So Gemara says, that's not true. Ata Rabbi Yechanan leisli hosvara. Rabbi Yechanan denies that there's a tana who thinks Shirai Miakvim. There is a Tana who holds Shirai Miyakvim. Elo, Kedibra Ha'imer, Rabbi Shulman Levi says, according to the Tana who says Shirai Miyakvim, he says a certain din. We're going to go over the din again. He didn't necessarily say, Blabla Hani Tanai. He never necessarily meant that it's one of these two Tanaim here, Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Akiva. Hanami, you could say, Kedibra Ha'imer, Blabla Hani Tanai. You can't tell who said which way. You don't know whether Rabbi Yechanan or Rabbi Shimon Levi. Which one is the one who said Mashmoz Darshan, which one is the one who said that the Machlekes is whether Shirai Miakvim? They both, everyone agrees that there is a Tanahol Shirai Miakvim, and it's not necessarily in this Braitha yet. What was the memory that they quoted from Rabbi Shimon Levi? So that we spoke about last week. The din is the Rashi quote, the background. The Mishnah in Yuma says, if the Kohen Gadol takes the par Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and he shechts it, then he does the hazois and the Kodesh HaKadosh machas lamayla b'sheva lamata, and then nishpach adam, or nitma adam, so he can't proceed. So you shecht another par Kohen Mashiach, and you pick up where you left off. So if he finished all the avodas and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if he only did some of the avodas, then you have to start again from the beginning. If you finished all the avodas in the Kodesh Kodoshim, and then you spilled the dam in the middle of the avodas in front of the parechas, or you didn't even begin, so you shecht another part and you start from there. Let's say you finished all the avodas in front of the parechas, you didn't do the zrikas adam and the mizbech apnimi yet, so then you shecht another part koin mashiach, part koin gadol, and you do the avodas, all the avodas you finished are good, you just up to the mizbech. What if the dam is you finished the avodas and the kodesh hakodashim in front of the parochas and on the mizbech? He just didn't do the shvicha shirayim. So we pass on shvicha shirayim, not miyakev. So you yotzei finish, you leave it the way it is. You don't bring another par kohen gadol on Yom Kippur in order to chaparayin the mitzvah lechatchila to do shvicha shirayim. It's not miyakev. So fine. But if you would hold like the other, the divrei ha'emer shirayim miyakvim, then you have to shecht another par kohen mashiach. And where do you start from? So you're just going to do the Shvicha Shirayim with it. So it's not called Shirayim. So you have to go back a little bit. So he says, Dibri ha'oimer, Shirayim yakve, maybe paracher, umaschel betchilo bifnim. So that's a question. How do you translate that? Umaschel betchilo bifnim. So Rashi says, behechol. Why don't you say bifnim means the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Why don't you say Bifnim means the Kodesh HaKadoshim? No, he just wanted it should be Shirayim. You were Yotze the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You were probably Yotze the Zvikas in front of the Parechas also. You were Yotze the Zvikas on the Mizbeach also. But if you're not going to do any Zvika at all on this Dam, so how can you call it Shirayim to do the Shvicha Shirayim Bachutz? So that's what the Svasemis, he thinks he has a Tosis like that. He thinks all you have to do is do one Zvika. Take shecht another part. Do one zvika on the mizbech apnimi. You don't need it on all the four corners and shev al taharish on the mizbech. Just do one zvika, and then the mele, the dam will be called shirayim, and then you do the shvicha shirayim, if you hold shirayim yakvim. But he personally thinks that that's not what it means. He thinks not like Rashi. Rashi says, you do again, betchilo has what's the loshen? Maybe parach maschel betchilo bifnim. He says, if not for Rashi, he would have said pshat differently. You have to start all over again from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Either Mishnah says, if you finish the Avodah in Kodesh HaKadoshim, you just pick up at the, and then the dam spilled. You shecht another par, and you start doing the Avodah in front of the Paroiches, and if you spilled the dam after that, and you just do where you left off, you do the Avodah on the Mizbeach. He says, that's because the Mishnah's whole Lahaloche Shvicha Shirayim is not Miyakev. But if you hold like this Tana, there is such a Tana, Shvicha Shirayim is Miyakev, then he thinks it has to be shirayim of everything. It has to be shirayim of avoda in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There are three parts. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in front of the Pereches and on the Mizbeach. So he says he thinks that Pshat, Tzvasemis thinks, that the Pshat is betchila bifnim, means all the way in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We've got to start all over again from the beginning.
Isn't that called the Pnayi lifnim?
Yeah. He thinks that's what it means, bifnim. He thinks bifnim, means, he doesn't think bifnim just means, Rashi says bifnim means the hechel. And he thinks, no, bifnim means in the lefnai v'lefnim. That's what he thinks. Anyway, we don't pass like that. We pass in Shirai Manami Akev. So if the dam spilled after doing the avodah on them is Be'ech HaPnimi, you call it quits. You leave off where you are. Yeah, why is there a Tana who thinks that, what's the Yafusa? Why is there a Tana who thinks that Shvich HaShirayim is Me'akev? So the Chazanish says, Mestoma Pshat is Poshen. That the Gemara quoted the Torah's Kohanim on Nun Aleph and Aleph, that there should really be, where was that? Where was it? Nun Beis and Aleph. There should really be a Kal V'Chomer. I should have known on my own that you need Shvich HaShirayim by the Par Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Par Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is more chomer than a regular Chatas Chitzoina. The Chatas Chitzoina says, V'shofech es Shiori Hadam Yishpocho Yisoid HaMizbeach. So I should know a Kal V'Chomer that Par Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which is Korib Lefnai V'Lefnim, and it's Mochomer. Every Zvika is Ma'akev. So I should have known on my own that you need Shvich HaShirayim. And nonetheless, the Gemara had, the Braisa had a drasha, this kol Dam HaPor Yishafech, that's a Nun Beis HaMenal. It's called Dam HaPor Yishafech. It should have said, this kol Damo Yishafech. Why did it say Dam HaPor? Limin HaPar Yom Kippurim Sheton, Vatndomim Liyisoy, that you need Shvich HaShirayim. So the Gemara asks, why do you need a Pasuk, a Riba from a Pasuk? I could have established it based on a Kal V'Chomer from a regular Chatas. The Shvich HaShirayim should be done on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So it must be that it's Shina L'Vakos V'Yakev. The fact that the Pasuk writes it. That's why the Braisa says, Yochel Yakvenu, about the nine lines for the bottom of Nun Beis HaMenach, Yochel Yakvenu. Why was Yochel Yakvenu? Because it has Shina L'Vakos V'Yakev. Because I would have known based on a Kal V'Chomer that you need Shvich HaShirayim on Yisoy. So why do I need the drasha from the pasuk? It's called Am Hapar Yishofech. The word Hapar is miyuter to be Miramiz and Par Yom Kippurim. So it must be Shina L'Kos V'Yakev. So the Braisa said, no, it can't be. Can't be. It's not Miyakev B'Yevi. But there's a Tana who says that, yeah. So he says, that's the drasha. That's the mokeh for this Tana. There is a Tana who holds that Shvich HaShirayim HaPnimiyim is Likuvim. So the Chazanish says, that's probably the mokeh. Because that word, Hapar, is Likuvim. Yeah.
Why is Hapar?
Because the Pasuk is talking about Par Kohen Moshiach. So it should have said, Veskol Damo, Yishafech, Al Yisoy Dam Mizbeach. Hachitzen. Why does it say Veskol Dam Hapar? It's talking about the Par. So the whole word Hapar is miyuter in the context of the Pasuk. So that's what the Bryson, the quoted from the Torah Kanim, says. That the word apar is bole rabbis limine even apar yom kippurim. You also need zrikas shvich hashirayim on the yisoy. But then the Braisa asks, what do you need a pasuk for? I know it based on a Kal V'Chomer. I would have known it based. Rabbi Shmuel says one version of the Kal V'Chomer, and Rabbi Kiva says a different version of the Kal V'Chomer. So I would have known based on a Kal V'Chomer. So why do I need the pasuk hapar? So the Chur one would have thought that shina lakos of liakev. So that's when it says Yochel Yakvenu. That's why the word Hapar is repeated. To tell me that it's Me'akev? No. Chila Mekapis HaKadosh, not Me'akev. So the Braisa never tells me what's the answer. Braisa never tells me what the answer is. Maybe the next line in the Torah's Kanim tells you. So this Tana apparently holds. The Tana thinks that Shvich HaShirai Machatos HaPnimis is Me'akev. He holds like that Havamina, Yochel Yakvenu. That's called Shina Malkos of Me'akev. Okay. Then the next Mishnah continues, Chatas, yeah. The Chatas says in Chumash, you have to do this because Hadam on Karim Samizbeach. What's Karim Samizbeach? So we discussed, Mizbeach was 9 amas tall, 9 amas high. And then in the four corners, you had these big blocks that were cubes, Amo Alamo Alamo, shine in each corner. What else do you do? What else goes? Lamaila michut hasikra. So oila sa'if goes. So lamaila michut oila sa'if lamaila michut hasikra. The chut hasikra is bem tzor shalom mizbeach. Exactly the red line. Sikra is red. So that's by 5 amas high from the ground. So oila sa'if can be anywhere above the chut hasikra. What about chatas behem also? So that's machlekes of Lozer, Reb Shimon, and Rebbe. We pass like Rebbe. Anything above the chut hasikra is the makam for hazoah for oila sa'if, and the makam for zrikas adam of the chatas behem. And the Tanna of Lozer, Reb Shimon disagrees. He says no. By a chatas behem, it says karnas amzbe has be dafka on the keren. The keren is amo alama alama. So anywhere in the keren, over here, over here, over here. Anywhere the keren is the keren. So we paskin like Rebbe, that anywhere above the chut hasikra is good. So anywhere above is good. Everything is called keren. That's, everything is called keren, above the chut hasikra. So there's one tanna of, so now it's a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, his Talmud.
Well, where are we?
We're Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, right after the Mishnah. Mishnah says that a chatos, Mishnah quotes from the Chumash, that the chatos needs the Dalet Kronos, Saviv, and you need on the Kerem. So the Tanna Rav Loz Rav Shimon, the Gemara quotes the Braisa. Where's the Braisa? Further down on the Daf, around 20 lines from the top, almost right in the middle. You have two dots, then it says, My Rebbe, my Rav Loz Rav Shimon. The Tanya, the line begins with the word the Tanya. It says on the right-hand margin, Le'el Yunam Beis, the Tanya. So it says, Rebbe's opinion is that Lamaila Michut HaSikra is called the Keren. So that's true b'negeh to Oilo Sa'if. That's true b'negeh to Chatas Behema. Lamaila Michut HaSikra. Sure. And Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon disagrees. He says, no. Oilo Sa'if is anywhere Lamaila Michut HaSikra. But the Chatas Behema has to be Dafka. The Zrika has to be Dafka on the Karnas HaMizbeach. And the keren is these four things on top and the four corners. Amo alamo alamo. You have to do the zrika dafka on that. So we don't paskin like our blessed Reb Shimon, we paskin like Rebbe. That you can even do it lamayla mechut hasikra. So now the Gemara has a machlokes. So now the Gemara has a machlokes, Reb Yochanan. And Reb Elazar, right after the Mishnah, right on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah is over after 6 lines. So the next line says, Hechi Ovid, what exactly do you do when you do the Zrika Lamaila Mechut HaSikra, where do you do it? So it's Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Elazar, they don't say who holds which one. So one holds. The Gemara says, Lechatchile, they all agree, they quote a Braisa, Lechatchile for sure, you should do the Zrika B'chudur Shal Keren. If you're not going to do on, if you do on the Keren on top, you can do this side, that side. Anywhere on the Keren. The Keren is the Keren, the whole Keren. But if you're going to do below the Keren, from the 9th Amma and below, but it's the next 4 Ammas above the Chut HaSikra, so that you have to do Dafke B'chudu Shal Keren. Otherwise it's not called Keren. And the other Amora disagrees and he says that's not true. The Braisa says B'ferish B'chudu Shal Keren. The Braisa says L'mitzvah, L'chatchila should be like that. It's right in the middle by the tiny letter Hey. So it says mitzvah b'chuda. L'chatchila is a mitzvah to do it b'chuda shal keren, unless you do on the keren itself on top. But you're doing below the chuda, below the keren, and next 4 amas, l'chatchila is a mitzvah min amuvcha to do b'chuda. You have an ama elach, but if you do it over here, it'll also be good. If you do in the middle, it won't be good. If you do in the middle, that's not karnas. Karnas means above the chut hasikra, and it has to be either Le'ikuva b'chudu shal keren, or if you hold that's not me'akev, either here or here, but within an amma. Mizbech hachitzon, mizbech hachitzon was 9 ammas tall. The gagash on mizbech, and then each corner had this amma alama alama, so it reached the point of 10 ammas. So at the point of 5 ammas, there was a red paint, there was a red dye that was called chut hasikra. I don't think it was the string, chut as a string, or was paint. I think it was paint. Got to look in the Mishnayos. I think it was paint. So anywhere above the Chut HaSikra, we pass like Rebbe, anywhere above Chut HaSikra is called Keren, but not in the middle. So the Shaila, how close does it have to be? So one Amora holds So one Amar holds it when the Braisa says Chudush al Keren, that's Lihikuva. If you do one on the Keren itself, is good. But if you do below the first Amar of the Keren, doing the next four Amas, Babachot Tasikra, has to be Dafka Chudush al Keren. And the other opinion.
It doesn't necessarily have to be literally on the corner.
That's the Machlekes, Amar Roim. So one holds it's literally Lihikuva, Chudush al Keren, on the sharp part. On the pointy part. And the other one says, no, within an Amma, just like on top. If you zerk the dam, either this side is good within that Amma. So directly below it, above the Chuta Sikra, the both Ammas are called, four Ammas by one Amma is also called Keren. So Bidiyevid, Lechatchila, they all agree, the mitzvah should be like that. And Bidiyevid, it's a Machlekes. Machlekes are Biyech and Rabbi Lozen, yeah. Then the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Yecheskel that shows that supports Rebbe's opinion. It says that the Keren was four Amas. The Keren was not four. Keren was Amal, Amal, Amal. It was a cube. So what was four Amas? So what does it mean? The whole thing above Chuta Sikra is five Amas. No. The Gemara assumes that it was four Amas in a row. So the Gemara says no. Below the Keren on top, which was Amma, 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 and above, no, Amma, four Ammas by one Amma. So that directly below that, above the Chuta Sikra, was one Amma wide and four Ammas tall. So that's also called Keren. That's Rebbe's opinion against Rabbi Lozer Reb Shim. Lozer Shim says only Keren is only the thing on top. Oilas Oif doesn't need literally the Keren. It needs the whole five Ammas is called Keren. The whole five Amas by one Amma above the Chuta Sikra is called Keren. When you get to Oilas Oif, that you do the Hazor L'mayla Mechuta Sikra. When you get to Chatas Behema, Rabbi Lozer Reb Shimon holds you need Keren Mamash. And we don't pass them like Rabbi Lozer Reb Shimon, pass them like Rebbe. So they quote a Pasuk in Yecheskel that the Keren is four Amas by one Amma that goes on the Rishus of the Keren. The lower four Amas also have the status of the Keren. Yeah, then we had the three-way Machlokes HaTanoim. Exactly, where do you do the Shvicha Shirayim? So one Tana was of the opinion that Zev is on Yisoid Marovi. All the Shvicha Shirayim is Yisoid Marovi. One Tana Zev is Yisoid Deraimi. And we Paskan, our Mishnah Paskans, by the Chatos HaPrimis is Yisoid Marovi, and the Chatos HaChitzonim says it's Yisoid Deraimi. And how do you learn out one from the other? Yilom Itzosim and Amafurish. It's a Mamatzinu. Just like it says, the Kain Gorbi Yotzo, when he leaves the Hechel, who the Pogabe Bereisha, he bumps into the Yisoid Maravi, because that's the first one he bumped into. So when he does the Zrikas Adam of the Chatos HaChitzonim, he's on top of the Mizbeach. Then he doesn't do Shvich Shvam until he climbs down the Kevich. When he goes down the Kevich, who the Pogah Bebereish is going to be the Yisoid Deraimi. So that's
the Kevich?
The Kevich is on the southern side. That's the rim that kind of walked up to the Mizbeach on the Tzad HaDeraimi. That was 32 Amos. The Mizbeach is...
that name?
I don't know. Kevich means a ramp? I don't know. That's on an incline. Because you're not allowed to have steps. So Salah B'Malas on Mizbechi, the Pasuk says that they had to have a Kevish. But a Kevish with 32 Amas in length, and it reached the height of 9 Amas to the top of the Mizbeah. So it was quite an incline. It was an easy way to walk up. They didn't have to spread their feet. So the Gemara explained, how come there's a Tana who says that even the Chatos HaPrimius, V'yotzo, and he does the Zrika on the Yisoid Deraimi. Why Yisoid Deraimi? Why not the Yisoid Maravi? So the Gemara says, if the Mizbeach was centered and the Pesach HaHechel is 10 Amos wide, and the Mizbeach is right in front of it, so when the Kohen Gadol walks out, who the Pogah Be'Bereisha is the Yisoid Maravi over here. But if the Mizbeach was not centered, if it's called the Mizbeach B'Tzof and Koi, so then, it wasn't centered. So then when he walks out, he bumps into the Yisoid Deraimi. So here the Rishonim ask, why does he bump into the Yisoid? He still bumps into it. If the Pesach Oil Moed is 10 amas wide, so 5 amas to the right is going to be Tzofen. So if you even call the Mizbech B'Tzofen Koi, so the first 5 amas of the Mizbech will be in front of the Pesach Oil Moed. So why do you say the Kohen Gadol is going to bump into the Yisrael Remi? So the Rashi and the Tosfos and the Shit Mekubetz have two versions over here. So one version is, Mistam the Kohen Gadol, when he walks out from the Pesach Oil Moed, he walks out in the middle. If he would walk out on the left side, here the Kohen Gadol is walking out, walks out on the left side, then he's going to bump into the first five amas over here. Right. One time holds it wasn't centered. It was Kulam Mizbech B'Tzofen. But even if it's Kulam Mizbech B'Tzofen, but the first 5 amas is going to be in front of Pesach Oil Moed. So the half of the Rishonim say, yeah, but the Kohen Gadol walks out in the middle of the Pesach. Who says he walks out in the middle? That's what they say. Walks out in the middle. So he walks out in the middle. So he's going to bump into the Yisrael Deraimi. Right in front of him is going to be Yisrael Deraimi. Then the other Rishonim say, no, Kulam Mizbech B'Tzofen Koi doesn't mean that this bar, the southern bar of the Mizbech, the right side is the Tzofen, and the left side is the Dorm. Doesn't mean that the left bar of the Mizbeach was exactly B'Tzofen. No, it was 5 amas moved over. None of the Mizbech was Pesach Oil Moed. So Pesach Oil Moed was only the side, it was moved over further. So even if the Kohen Gadol comes out all the way.
Basically, he's facing the southwest corner when he comes out of the hip. He's almost facing the southwest corner when exiting the hip.
Right, right. That's what this Tana says. So the Rishonim have two versions. Why is he facing the southwestern corner? Why is he facing the Tzad Maravi? So some Rishonim, so the Gemara said
that
because
the other side of the midsection. That would mean that
let's say the Mizbech is centered. So it says, Yotza Kain, Kain Gadol goes out, and he bumps into the middle 10 amas of the Mizbech. But the Mizbech was 32 amas wide. So is there a din that the Shvich HaShirayim has to be dafke in those 10 amas in the middle, Pesach HaMoed? No, he can go to the right, he can go to the left. He bumps into the Yisrael Mizbech HaChitzayin, the Yisrael Maravi, and you can be Shevich Lidam anywhere. So what's so bad if the whole Mizbech is B'Tzofen, he's going to bump into these 5 amas, not 10 amas. He'll bump into 5 amas. If he bumps into 5 amas, then the whole Yisrael should be considered Lifnei Oil Moed. So some Rishonim say, no, he's going to walk out in the middle of the Pesach, in the middle he's going to bump into the Yisrael Dirmi. The other Rishonim say, no, this Tana goes with the Shita, Kulam Mizbech B'Tzofen Koi, not just that it's not centered. It's moved over 5 amas to the right more. So none of the Yisrael Maravi is in front of the opening.
How long and wide is the Mizbech?
The Mizbech and the Bai Sheni was 32 by 32. It doesn't have to be so big, but that's how big it was.
So you said five were covering the midsection, were beyond the midsection, and the remaining.
So Poshep Shat, if you all call the Mizbech B'Tzofen, so the Mizbech begins from the borderline, from Tzofen. So 5 amas are in front of the Pesach Oil Moed. Pesach Oil Moed was 10 amas, that was centered. So the 5 amas to the right of the Pesach Oil Moed should be facing the 5 amas of the Yisrael Maravi, of the 32.
So 27 were on one side, 5 were on one side?
5 were in front of the Pesach Oil Moed, the right side of Pesach Oil Moed, and the other 27 were further over, right? So that's what Rashi and the Tais, they have two girsas here in the Gemara. So one girsa has it that the Mizbech was not only not centered, it was all the way over. Okay. Then you have the next Mishnah, Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Oda Kodesh Kadoshim, and that's what the Tais asks. The Bala Tais Hashkama doesn't say, Shvich HaShirayim. We just spent a couple of days with a gigantic Tais Nun Aleph Amud Beis, learning psukim from all over the Masechta that there is Shvich HaShirayim on the Yisrael, even by a Korban Oilo, just a question what the psukim are, and the Mishnah doesn't say boo, how come it's not mentioned? So that was, so Rav Moshe Mufantaiser came up with this fantastic suggestion, and then Netziv thinks that he's right, yeah. And then the Bali Atos were not happy, that we discussed before. Then the Mishnah says, the Mishnah starts off, Hoilo Kodesh Kodoshim. What does it say, Hoilo Kodesh Kodoshim? It doesn't say here by Chatas, it doesn't say Kodesh Kodoshim. then later it's going to have Oshem. It's not going to say Oshem Kodesh Kodoshim. Tziv Chesham Tziv Vashomis. It doesn't say again it's Kodesh Kodoshim. It says in the beginning, Kodesh Kodoshim Shchitasim Atzofen. So it's going to list off all the Kodesh Kodoshim. Why does it say again Oyel Kodesh Kodoshim? So the Gemara says because it never says it explicitly in the Chumash. It says in the Chumash that the Mincha is Kodesh Kodoshim, and it says that Shlomim is Kodesh.
What does it mean that a carbon is Kodesh Kodoshim? I think a Kodesh Kodoshim is a certain place in.
Yeah, that's one din. There's a location that's called Kodesh Kodoshim. And then the Karbonos are divided into two categories. That's what we discussed when we started the Perek. Some of them are Kodesh Kalim, some of them are Kodesh Kodoshim. What's the difference, Halacha Lemaisa, between Kodesh Kodoshim, Kodesh Kalim? So the difference is a Nifsal Belina, a Nifsal Beyoitze, Kodesh Kodoshim, every carbon has a Makam and a Zman. So Kodesh Kodoshim, because the more Mekudosh, have a more restricted Makam and a more restricted Zman. So the more restricted Makam is if you take it out of the Azores, Nifsal Beyoitze. Kodesh Kodoshim, take it out of Yerushalayim, it'll be Nifsal Beyoitze. More restricted Zman is that Kodesh Kodoshim, the Zman is only Yom V'layla at Chatzos, and the Kodesh Kalim is Shnei Yom V'layla Echad. Rashi on this Gemara, and when Gimel Amud Beis gives you another two nafkaminas. So Tosfos says there is no such thing. Rashi says if it's full Yom or Mechusi Kippurim touches the Kodesh Kodoshim, he passes it, as opposed to Kodesh Kalim. So Tosfos says, what? The same thing in Kodesh Kalim. There is no such thing. That's the Tosfos over here, Kodesh Kodoshim. And nun Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos Masa Pirish Bekuntris, Rashi says four nafkaminas. So two of the nafkaminas are incorrect, Tosfos says. If they touch it, even Kodeshim Kalim also the same. The other two are correct. Me'ila, Me'ila is only in Kodeshim Kodoshim.
What impurities those reconcile? I haven't learned the Chumash and the text for a while. What is it?
Chusar Kippurim
and Tvul Yom is purifying what?
Chusar Kippurim means a person. Tvul Yom means a person went to mikveh and he's tahor, but he has to wait till Harif Shemesh. Every tummy, it touches sheretz. So you tummy and you have to go to mikveh. So I wait a month and then I go to mikveh. I have to wait till Harav Shemesh, till Tzeisa Kacham. So if I'll touch Truma, I'll passel the Truma. If I'll touch Kochim, I'll passel it. And then Mechusi Kippurim is further. He went to mikveh and he had Harav Shemesh. He waited till Tzeisa Kachamim, but he's one of the four people who's tummy who has to bring a korban to complete the Tahara procedure. The Zab, the Zava, the Oledis, and the Metzoris. So those are the Abo Mechusar Kapur. That's the name of the Perek. The second Perek increases.
So one requires carbon, one doesn't. One requires just Harav Shemesh.
These four.
And one requires the carbon.
Right. So the Pasuk says Zab, Zava, Oledis, and Metzoris. These are Abo Mechusar Kapur. So they need a carbon to complete the Tahara procedure. So, right. So Mechusar Kapur, if he was Tomei, and he went to mikveh and had Harav Shemesh, but he's a Zab Zavi, a lettuce, and Mitzora. They didn't bring the carbon yet, so if they touch Kodeshim, they'll pass on. They're allowed to eat Truma. They're permitted to eat Truma, because they're no longer at full Yom. They had Harav Shemesh. But for the purpose of eating Kodeshim, even a Mechusi Kippurim is also not allowed to. He's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. He's not allowed to eat the Karbonos, right? So that's what Tosfos, Chaps Rashi, they think that Rashi made a mistake over here. These two are not. And not unique to Kodesh Kodoshim. So what's a din ha'oila? Oila Kodesh Kodoshim. So oila has, you do this week is Saviv HaMizbeach. It says Saviv. But it says, oh, Yisoid Mizbach ha'oila. The Zvika of the Dam of a Korban Oila has to be on top of the Yisoid. So there was the southeastern corner didn't have a Yisoid. That's for the Gemara. That's the Tzir and Rashi over here and then Gimlam and Beis. The Gemara explains that was Bechelka Shal Binyamin. Right. That was, we said, on the side of the daf, they tell you to look in the Tosfos and Megillah. Chavav and Menalev, the same Tosfos and Yuma.
How does it mean, what, architectural base?
That what?
What does that mean, an architectural base?
Yeah, the bottom, they had a cement that was 32 by 32 amas, and one amma high. And after that dried, after that cement dried, then they made another cement of 5 amas tall, and 30 by 30, and they centered it. So it went in an amma on each side, and that's called the seviv. And then it went in another amma, and it went up how much? This is 5 and 1 is 6, 7, 8, 9, then 3. Then 3 ammas, that's makam, what's the top one called? I forgot already.
So it's a quasi-pyramid of some sort.
Yes, yes. So the bottom one should have been a square of 32 by 32. So the Gemara says, but it was missing the southern part and the eastern part were missing, only had one amma here, missing 31 ammas, and one amma here, missing 31 ammas. Why? Because you can't even have an inch of the Mizbeach, the Chelka Shel Yehuda. That's the whole Mizbeach has to be the Chelka Shel Binyamin. That's the top line on Nun Dalet and Aleph. Chofef Olof Kol Hayom, the Shechin is only going to be shared with it. So the Gemara has the Tosis and Megillah Chavav is bothered with the Kasha. That in Bava Kamma, at the end of Perek Merubah, there's a Machlokes Hatana whether Yerushalayim Nischalka L'Shvatim or not. So we assume the Halach Yerushalayim lo Nischalka L'Shvatim. There are Kamma Bava Kamma Halach is based on that assumption that Yerushalayim lo Nischalka L'Shvatim. So it's lo Nischalka L'Shvatim. So what are you talking about? Chelka Shal Yehuda, Chelka Shal Binyamin? It's not at all. It's not Chelka Shal Binyamin, it's not Chelka Shal Yehuda. So Tosis says, if you hold like that, you must assume it must have been Halach L'Moshe Messina, that the Mizbeach has to be off kilter. And then Rav Soloveitchik gave a different answer that we discussed already. So here the Gemara has a Machloikas, Rav Levi. Here, about nine lines from the top of Nun Dalet and Aleph. Nun Dalet and Aleph. So the Gemara asks, "My lahava lo yisoid." What do you mean when you say there was no yisoid on the whole southern part, 31 amos, and over here 31 amos on the eastern part? What does it mean? So Rab says it was missing the binyan. It was kakaid. It wasn't square on the bottom. Either Halacha says the mizbeach has to be square. The ribua is ma'akev. So Tosis says it'll. Tosis says, Rav Amma Bibinyan, either Ibu is Me'akev, so the top part was Ravua. The bottom part there can't be Ravua, okay?
When we say this is lacking the basis of the bottom base, the bottom base is lacking in certain areas?
Yeah. 31 Ammas here by one Amma, and 31 Ammas here, this strip was missing. So Rav says,
that doesn't have to function, have it structurally function without part of the base missing?
It had below the rest of the Mizbeach had a base. Just over here, had nothing protruding. There was nothing protruding. But the rest went all the way down to the ground. The cement went all the way down to the ground. So it's a machlokes, Rav Levi, what does that brisa mean? So Rav says, it was missing. There was no yisoid over there. And Levi says, no. It was a perfect square of 32 by 32. Just that you're not allowed to be zarek any dam over there. Because that al pidin, it doesn't have, it's not the yisoid amizbeach for zrika sadam purposes. But for the structure of the mizbeach, it was there. The psukim that say that everything has to be b'chel kushal binyam and b'chel kushal toreif, that goes on the zrika sadam on the mizbeach, but not that there was no mizbeach at all. Gemara tries to prove from Bryce's one way or the other, he can't prove anything. Gemara says he can't prove anything. It's a machlokes Rav and Levi. Rav holds that it was missing, the binyam was missing, and Levi says no, that doesn't make any sense. It certainly was there. So here the Gemara has a Shaila. This corner, either literally there was no Yisoid, the southeastern corner, either literally Rav holds there was no Yisoid at all, and Levi holds there was a Yisoid, but it's not a Yisoid for the purpose of Zrika Sadam. So it says that Zrika Sadam of a carbonerlis, Zorka Sadam al Mizbech Soviv, so Mizbech means around and around. But it says, oh Yisoid Mizbech Oila, when you do Zrika Sadam of a carbonerlis, has to be above the Yisod. So this Yisod doesn't count. So how are you going to do Zrika Sadam Saviv if this Yisod doesn't count? By Chatas, you have no choice. Chatas never says. You have to do Matan Etzba on each one of the four corners. So you can't ask Kakashi, where's the Yisod? The Pasuk never says you need Yisod by Chatas. Obviously you don't. If you're one of the Zrikas on this corner, this Yisod doesn't count. But Oilo says, Yisod Mizbach Oilo. The fact that there's a Yisod is connected with the fact that it's for Karbonus Oilo. How can you do a Zrika here? So the Gemara says, no. You do two Zrikas here, two Zrikas here. Shtayim Shehin Arba. Two over here. Exactly. What does that mean, Shtayim Shehin Arba? So it's a Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Then the Gemara says, it's really a Machlokes Satanoim. Here. After the Mishnah, Nun Gimel Amud Beis, four lines after the Mishnah, Gemara asks, V'hech Yobin. How exactly they do Shtayim Shehin Arba? Omar Rav Neis and Mechazim Neis and Shmuel Omar Matan Achas Kimin Gam. Yeah. Rav says you do on this corner. You can't do the zvika on this corner, there's no yisod. So on this corner, you do one zvika on this side and one zvika on this side. On this corner, you do one zvika on this side, one zvika on that side. And Shmuel disagrees, says, no. And the Gemara quotes, Kitanoi. Machlek is Rabbi Shmuel, it's really Machlek is Atanoim. You take the dam in a kli, klisharis, and you throw it against the wall here, against the wall. So a little bit is going to splash over here, a little bit is going to splash over here.
So it's a bilateral splash.
Correct.
And the question is it on the corners or is it on the walls?
So that has to be in the corners. So if you're going to have a splash like this in the corners, so it'll be a zrika on this side, a zrika on that side, and there also. Splash in the corner can mean gam. Gam is a Greek letter. That's like an L, right? So that's how you yetsa the din of saviv. Zokas adam alam is bech saviv. That's called saviv. Shtaim shein ara. The Netziv is bothered by the kasha here. How can there be a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel? The Mishnah is say beferish in Maseches Tamid, like Shmuel, that they did kin gam.
Kin gam would be what, on the corner, so that it,
yeah.
Kin gam wouldn't be relevant to what are the two opinions?
One opinion is you do two zrikas. You take the klisharis, throw dam over here, then you throw dam over here. Karben oil is lamata michuta sikra. Lamata michuta sikra. Sefer oil is oif is lamayla. But we're talking oil is behemoth.
You make a right angle of gam or whatever on the wall itself?
On the corner.
On the corner.
So the Rab says you do two different matonis. You throw dam on this side, throw dam on this side. Neisen v'chayz v'neisen. And Shmuel says, no, you do kim in gam. So then it's obvious, how can it be a machlekes? The Mishnah says, beferish kim in gam. What is Rav is arguing with the Mishnah?
It's either two splashes or a bilateral splash.
Correct. So then it's obvious, isn't it a beferish a Mishnah in Tamid? So he says, Mistama Rav is made by oilas tzibur. The Mishnah is describing the oilas atabit. That's an oilas tzibur. Now machlekes only is oilas yachid. Where do you find the chitin oilas yachid and oilas tzibur? Shchita Ksher Bazar, the Gemara says Shchita Ksher Bazar. So you have Mishnayis that say in Yuma and in Tomid they used to have a Hagrola. They used to have a who has the right to Shech? Why did the Hagrola only go on Kohanim? If Shchita Ksher Bazar, they should have had it open to the public. Whoever wants the Shech. So the Meiri says on that Mishnayis in Yuma, that they made a minig, a chumra midirabbanon, or a minig, that karbanas tzibur are always kachim, that's karbanas yachid, karbanas tzibur are always kachim. So they made either a minig or a chumra midirabbanon, that you need shchita dafke, needs a koyim. So that's midirabbanon or a minig, whatever it is, but to say that there's a chilik and there's rikas adam, says the Netziv holds and hastens mikra, then they're both acceptable. Nice and mechaz v'nais and kimigam, they're both acceptable. And by oilas tziba, they always did kimigam. By oilas yachid, that's the machlokes. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush to say like that. Anyway, that's the Gemara. And this Gemara about the chalka shal yud, chalka shal biyam, that we discussed already. Okay, we'll stop over here. This is a very hard Gemara. The third line from the top. Am nun dalad am an aleph, there's a very unclear Gemara. So Rashi has an interpretation. Rabbi Natam says, where does it say this in the Gemara? So it's a long thesis. I believe that tomorrow we'll start from from Oilasoy, from the third line. Am nun dalad am an aleph, from Oilasoy. What exactly? Was there a shvicha shirayim by Oilasoy at all? Rabbi Natam says, there never was. There's only shvicha shirayim by Korbanus Behema. And by Chatasoif, it says Beferish in the Pasuk. Landish Badami Motze, he sent him his Bech. And by Olasoif, he says there never was any Shvicha Shirayim, period. So he crosses out the Girsa that Rab Chaim Kohen added on. Rab Chaim Kohen, his Talmud, said the Gemara was asking Akasha from a Braisa, from a Mishnah, that speaks about Shvicha Shirayim by Shiori Hadam, by Olasoif. Rabbi Natam says there is no such Braisa, and it doesn't exist, and it never was, and never will be, and Shoy. So it's a shayla. What was the Gemara's kasha, and what was the yenser, and what's going on over here? So that's the problem. Chatzayv is beferish in the pasuk, yeah. When nisha badam imotel yisaidam is best, yeah. Okay. Good.